The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
For me, footwork has been something that's got me out of trouble on more than one occasion on and off the pitch, so I'll go with that one.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
OTB AM
with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.
Safe pair of hands, Paddy Bonner. Out before the media yesterday. So, I don't know if people would have seen this, but Neil O'Riordan wrote a brilliant column earlier in the week about how sport is completely underfunded in this country, and he went back to figures that the FAI and UEFA had produced as a result of a survey that they'd done, and the value of sport is actually in the billions. The value of football is in the billions to the Exchequer that they don't get any return on. So it's in mental health, it's in social, the glue that holds us all together. It's in education. It's in loads of other departments that you would kind of ascribe this value to football. And yesterday was the updated figures that they were pushing out there, and it's the beginning of football starting to assert itself as an important factor in our lives for all sorts of different reasons. And so that was what the announcement yesterday was supposed to be about, but it's completely overshadowed in the papers because safe pair of hands, Paddy Bonner was out talking about the contract situation, and unfortunately it was safe pair of hands, Paddy, circa 1990 quarter final, pushing the ball back out to Schillaci, or worse, USA 94, when Wim Jonk is like, "Will I have a pot shot from 40 yards? Nah, keeper, I'll save this. Sure, I'll do it anyway." Oh,
it's in the back of the net.
There was a bit of that. So you'd think that it's the easiest thing in the world is to come out and say Stephen Kenny's doing a great job, and the official response from the board is coming in a couple of weeks' time. We're all very happy with how things have gone, but obviously there's loads to be discussed, and I'd hate to, you know, I can't say anything just at the minute. But instead, it seems like there was just a bit of a you're all asking me questions about the contract. I can't be answering that.
Yeah, like this sort of. I think he's kind of created a little bit of a lightning rod here that didn't need to exist, to be honest. Where
it's a big story. All of a sudden, it's become a much bigger story today than a non-story.
Exactly. So, like, I mean, what we're reading in the papers and online is that he was asked if he felt Stephen Kenny was doing a good job. He was the question. I don't think was,
"What's your opinion?" Like?
Yeah, exactly. And his response was, "I'm not going to answer that because I know what you're getting to. I think we have to discuss that to review everything, so I'm not even going to go there because I know what you're getting at." So, man on 12-person committee can't give opinion on whether manager is doing job would suggest to me that this is going to be a relatively complicated process over the next little while, and anybody who thinks that there's going to be a new deal handed out to Stephen Kenny pretty easily next month, or the end of this month maybe, has got another thing coming, especially if they're expecting him to be at the helm until the end of the Euro 2024 campaign.
It just doesn't make any sense the way that they're approaching this, and the fact that they don't have a story ready to go. Like, Paddy's saying he's not the kingmaker, he's not the only one on the board who's going to have an opinion because he's the football man on the board, even though he's the non-executive, or he's the non-football, non-FAI appointed, one of the four non-FAI appointed directors. But look at the headlines, right? Bond the case but no rush. Paddy warns over boss deal. So warning, negative. Holding tight is the Mail. FAI may go for a short-term Kenny contract. If I was Stephen Kenny, they'd come and say, "Oh, we'll give you a contract for two more games." I'd be like, nope. Find a new manager, lads. Off you go. Go on, find a new manager and see what happens. Let's see you get a sponsor with Noel King as the interim manager. How'd that work out for you the last time?
No disrespect to Noel King, obviously.
Bonner parries questions on Kenny's future is the Examiner headline. Bonner refuses to endorse Kenny but points to progress is the Irish Times headline. I'm not the kingmaker, Bonner. That was the headline on the Indo this morning on Dan McDonald's piece. Bonner, Kenny's fate not in my hands, says Paddy Bonner. And that, I don't know. Do I have the star? Did I do the star? Paddy tight-lipped on Kenny. Right, it's like two steps forward and three steps backwards.
Would you actually do that if you were Stephen Kenny? Tell him to shove if they came up.
Yeah, find somebody else. No, yeah. Either we're getting married or we're not. But you can't be a little bit pregnant, and you're like, we're not sure. Okay, grand, you're not sure. Screw you. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Like, I mean, if they had a lucrative sponsor, if they were in rude health financially, they could go and say, you know what, we will get Neil Lennon. Which, by the way, isn't actually a good idea. If they had all the money, that would be a bad idea.
Hey, well, let's see what happens when that happens.
But the fact is, I don't think they can even get to that point of making a bad decision with the successor, because it will just be, like, I don't know, somebody already on the books or somebody who wouldn't be who wouldn't do a good job. But I don't think it just doesn't make a whole pile of sense to offer him that short term deal and not just allow him to see through the Euro 2024 campaign, because it would suggest to me, if it's going to be a short term campaign, that the jury is still very much out on Stephen Kenny at FAI board level, and that these reports about there being a split over the last little while are very much on the money, that there really is.
I think it's fair for the public to say the jury is very much out on the new FAI board, and the whole sense that the new FAI is different from previous versions of the FAI. Granted, they're very different from the Delaney era FAI, but are they that different from the previous era, which allowed the Delaney era to prosper? Like, what is the story with this? Why are they so indecisive about one of the most important decisions in Irish sport? Why have they not been able to use the evidence of the full stadium, the away fans, the improved performance, back-to-back 3-0 away wins for the first time, is it in 20 years? In a qualifying campaign and competitive matches, why have they not been able to come to the conclusion, the correct conclusion, that, yeah, we're just going to give you the next campaign, let's settle everything down and let's move on? Instead of this, yesterday was supposed to be a big day for the FAI to begin putting pressure and building the sense of football as an important social glue. And instead, we're left reading all the back pages, which are kind of negative, using negative language about the Republic of Ireland manager and the FAI and the contract situation. It was a really straightforward slam dunk, but they couldn't do it. And so they still do not have their house in order, and you still query about... So Packy won't say this, Packy won't say what his opinion is, but loads of other of his colleagues appear to be telling people off the record and not putting their name to it what their view is on what the contract situation should be with Kenny. That's where this bullshit of the short contract and, if, oh, let's give another couple of months. What? What? What kind of planning is that? So somebody is saying that, and then publicly, Packy could have said what he thought. He could have told us what he thought. There's one other thing I would just say about this. If Packy is a contender for the Rude Doctor job, then he should say that as well. Like, if he's not a contender, that's great. I think it would actually be better for Irish football if, at this stage, Packy was going to sit on the board and that would be his role in Irish football. But if he is going to be a contender for the Rude Doctor role, then he's actually a little bit compromised when it comes to all of this stuff. So, you know, there would just be a little bit of a conflict of interest if he is going to go for that job. If he's not going to go for that job, then I think that's totally fine. But it would be good if I don't know, maybe he was asked that, maybe it'll come out in the next couple of days, maybe it wasn't important, I don't know. But it would be good to know that. One more thing. He was asked about a report in, was it the Sunday Times, that he was a bit sceptical about Kenny, and he refused to, maybe it was a mistake, but it was a non-denial. It was like, oh, I'm not getting into that, that's just speculation. Nobody spoke to me, and because nobody spoke to me, I'm not going to get into it. Which, on one level, is fair enough, but the way that comes across is, was it right? Just because they didn't speak to you, does that mean that they didn't hear it through a third party who was actually relaying what you had thought in a private conversation? Or do you not think that? Because I'm left unclear about that. So, I don't know. You just feel like sometimes, for trying to get out of their own way, they end up tripping up and we're left with doubt.
Yeah, and it's important that you say they here. Like, to come to Packy Bonner's defence slightly here, it does seem that maybe he might have been given instructions that this was the approach yesterday, that don't commit to Stephen Kenny, don't commit to anything about that story about you being skeptical.
He's an old man
Kenny.
Too. He's a very experienced football administrator, that. You know, and I think he's a brilliant appointment to the board in many respects. Like, he's a bridge to the past that we really need, and I just think that there's a few missteps there yesterday that have left things more muddy than they were beforehand.
Well, the point I'm trying to make, it just speaks of maybe a setup at the moment where what they want to say publicly is nothing. And it's like, let's just batten down the hatches for the time being.
And push this back until after the board meeting.
Yeah, that makes...
You know the dates. You know what the questions are
going to
be.
And you know what you're going to be asked about.
Like, it's a very obvious thing. You know that everyone's going to say, what's the story with the contract? What's the story with the contract? Until they do the contract. And as soon as they do the contract, the next questions are going to be, what's the story with the sponsor, right? But like, who cares, ultimately? That's going to be a not that big a deal. They'll get somebody. And there's loads of people interested, but who might be looking at this stuff going, who's the manager going to be if we're the sponsor? Mm. Who's going to show up?
Like, especially in an era of such uncertainty, like, can you say that, like, I mean, you're definitely going to have a full stadium for the next international window. You just can't say that for sure right now. But the one thing you can do is give yourself certainty on the manager's role. That is something that is in the FAI's control. They can't control a pandemic. They can't control what people are going to do outside, but they can control who their manager is going to be. And for commercial reasons, you would have thought that would have been a good move to try and provide that certainty.
Well, yeah, I do wonder if there's an element of... we'll talk about this a little bit later on. What's your view out there this morning? 0879 180 180. That's the number you can WhatsApp us on. You can just leave a comment on the YouTube stream. We'll get to those. It'd be just great if we could stop talking about this. I would like to stop talking about this. I'd like more to be talking about the future of the Irish players and focusing on where they're going to end up, if they're going to end up, why they're not getting the first team and the various teams they're on, from that perspective. And then we've loads of Premier League stuff to talk about, including Manchester United's unbelievable five-a-side performance yesterday, which we'll come back to a little bit later on in the show. I know you're sitting with bated breath going, who won the five-a-side?
We did bury the lead, didn't we?
Which bit?
Manchester United.
Oh, yeah, but like, look, I mean...
Keep them keen.
It's, you know, it's one of those 47 pictures on the internet that you have to click through to get the one that actually was the first one.
Right.
Why is that red cup under the toilet? Turns out if you Google that, Snopes.com have already... Snopes? How do you say it?
I actually don't know. I've never clicked through one of those ads ever.
You're joking me.
Never.
Oh, why? What willpower?
I know, but I mean...
No, I just am totally addicted to it. Why is that red cup under the toilet seat? It turns out it's bullshit. They don't even tell you. Because luckily, somebody actually did it. It's somebody's job to go through to the end of them and go, no, that's not a real thing. You shouldn't put a red cup under your toilet seat.
And then we all the back page stories about Paddy Bonner not being the kingmaker around Stephen Kenny and Stephen Kenny's new contract. As we know, this is dragging on a bit in the newspapers, and look, they've got to sell newsprint and we got to talk about it. But Stephen Kenny's deal expires next summer, midway through the Nations League campaign, and there's going to be probably more airtime and print devoted to Stephen Kenny's contract, which I don't think is really necessary, because I think the two most important constituencies out there are the public and the players. And the public and the players, to me, seem clearly bought into what Stephen Kenny's been doing and the improvement that he's shown as manager of the Republic of Ireland team. Now, the FAI make the decision, that 12-strong board, that it's good that you have checks and balances there now and you have a 12-strong board. You don't have board capture and vulnerability to that as we would have had in the past. But also, that new FAI board needs to prove itself just as much as Stephen Kenny needs to. And any kind of uncertainty that penetrates the atmosphere around Stephen Kenny over the coming months could only, in my view, be a destabilising force for the environment around the team, which is completely bought into what he's doing. If you listen to Seamus Coleman or Shane Duffy or Josh Cullen or Jason Knight, they're all behind the manager and what he's trying to do. So I do think he needs that certainty. I covered the entire 2005 campaign for the World Cup when Brian Kerr was manager, and there was a lot of uncertainty at the time over his deal, and I don't think that helped matters back then. And I do think that the FAI needs to give a bit of certainty around Stephen Kenny, because the most important constituencies are the players and the public, because it's the national team. This is not a club. And we saw with Steve Staunton when they lost to Cyprus, or was it they lost to Cyprus in Dublin, or drew with Cyprus in Dublin? You could see back then that everybody knew that was the end of it for Steve Staunton.
Did Stephen Ireland score a winner against Cyprus? Was that?
It was an equaliser, wasn't it?
Was it?
It was a 1-1 draw, was it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
okay,
we lost 5-2.
5-2 was there.
Over there.
Yeah. Not a great result.
And you could tell back then that a change was on the way, because the fans were voting with their feet. They didn't turn up. We had a full house against Qatar and a full house against Portugal. So I think the evidence is there that there's a buy-in, and I think that needs to be listened to.
Yeah. Should Paddy have just given an opinion yesterday and been a bit stronger?
Well, what is his opinion? We don't really know what his opinion is. If he'd given a strong opinion in favour of Stephen Kenny, would that have got negative press? No.
You know what, if you said, these are my reservations,
yeah,
these are the specific things that I have, and I'm going to have those conversations because I'm in a position to, as a board member, to find out, and if I get answers to those, I'll be happy. But instead it's like the, I'm not going to tell you anything because I know you're just looking for a headline, and the headlines come out and it's like, he refuses to
Well, maybe he's sensitive to the fact that he is the football person on that board, and maybe he doesn't want a narrative to go out there that he has more influence in the situation than he does.
I mean, fair enough, he is the football person, but you would assume that everybody else on the board is actually going to take their responsibility as an individual seriously and not just take the, oh, you're telling us what to do here, because that might be one of the problems that we had with previous boards where there was a very strong, you're going to tell us what to do on this matter. Like,
one thing I was also say about the national team, would you guys agree that the national brand under Stephen Kenny is good?
Yes.
I would say so. There's a shirt sponsor that we need. The FAI need commercial revenue. That's why Jonathan Hill, who's got an expertise in this, is there. We saw with the women's team. The women's team brand is, it's fresh. It's in a great place at the moment. And we've got these two games coming up. They've got Sky on board, Cadbury on board. Everybody wants to be part of it. It's growing. And I think the same thing is with the men's team. Like Ogbeni scoring the other day. The great story that about his inclusion in the team and the way he's come into the fray. The first African-born player to play for the Republic of Ireland. So I think that there's a positivity and a feel-good. And if all the fans are going over to Luxembourg and singing Winter Wonderland and you're getting these sell-out games.
And what we're talking about now is we're going to give Kenny a two-month extension to his contract after that.
That is not listening to the public and the players.
You know what I was saying? I don't know if you all saw Liam Brady on the Late Late Show where he was like, oh, taxi driver was saying to me, where's he going to go? Manchester United. Maybe Stephen Kenny will tell Ireland to go screw themselves if they only offer him a 2 month, because that's what he should do. He should say no. You want me? No,
I think that it would be unhelpful for us to get into this sphere around Stephen Kenny, because what it'll do is it'll just create uncertainty. We're still, as I said the other day, in a little bit of a fragile position with the team, because the quality that we have at our disposal is not as good as it could be, but through nobody's fault, right? Therefore, it's a delicate situation for us trying to improve under Anthony Barry, Stephen Kenny and Keith Andrews. That is a situation you need to treat with kid gloves. And you can't destabilise it by having, is he going to be here next week? Or is he going to be gone by next summer? And then we've got to get a new manager in and new philosophy and new style. And what would that be? What, trying to qualify for the Euros in a pragmatic, functional fashion? And then there's no real kind of long-term plan for USA 2026.
No, we don't want that. Right.
So therefore, that's your answer.
Good stuff, John. Thank you very much for that. John will be back with you, obviously, on Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. on Off the Ball on News Talk.
OTB AM with Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move.